Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That is the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, do you have hope? It's pretty tough to pick up a newspaper or a magazine or to sign onto the internet without reading stories of despair. All the things that are going wrong in people's lives, and the tribulations of the human condition. You probably don't have to go to the news, though. You probably have those hopeless situations right in your own home. But the Bible is full of hope. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope for those who want it." God gives us hope. But here's one lady's story of apparent hopelessness. My life story, and this is her talking in her own words, my life story was misery and hopelessness. My life revolved around violence, alcohol, drugs, with many thoughts of suicide, and worst of all, total despair at every waking moment. I was abused in every form by my husband for many years, and I in return abused my children, emotionally and sometimes physically. I was a heavy smoker of pot. It was my escape. I had an alcoholic in my home, so I decided that I would drink too, to help me cope with the violence and the misery. I had so many plans for and so many thoughts of suicide, I wanted to end it all. As the many tears fell and as the many years went by, I knew that I could not survive in my own strength. I went to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to heal me and to forgive me. That was 5 years ago. He removed all addiction to drugs, all addiction to alcohol. I felt so different. But it only lasted for a year and a half until I decided to go back to my old life. And in doing so, I felt even more horrible because I felt like I was turning my back on the only true God. I stayed in this condition for a year and a half. My life went from bad to worse. The family was broken. After I had to leave my home with my 3 children, I just knew that I couldn't do this anymore. I went back to God, and through His mercy, I was forgiven once again. I didn't know at the time that all of this was part of God's perfect plan for me. I had to lose everything before I woke up. I now realize that there are easier ways to learn than losing and destroying everything that is precious to me first. If you want to have hope, Romans 12:2 tells you how. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world," and this world is Satan's system of evil. "But keep on being transformed by God in the renewing of your mind through biblical study so that you may prove what the will of God is." Let God change your thinking. Who gives us hope? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us believers in Christ to be born again to an always living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Sometimes it's great to learn about hope through the written word, and sometimes it's great to learn about hope through the things that come out of a pastor's mouth. But another great way to learn about hope is to hear about it in a song. And so here is a song from Barah Ministries song worship leader June Murphy that highlights where our hope comes from. It's called "There's Just One Hope."
The world's confusing. There's chaos everywhere, full of deception, darkness and great despair. You can be freed from its power, there's no doubt. God's word reveals the one and only way out. Just one faith, just one baptism, one Lord, one way to get to heaven, one hope. There's just one faith, one so great salvation, the Father's way to get to heaven. It's Jesus, through God the Son, Jesus. He is the way, the only way. Christ paid for all sins with his death on the cross, was resurrected, so no one need be lost. His work is finished. There's nothing you need do except believing in what he's done for you. There's just one hope, there's just one faith, just one baptism, one Lord, one way to get to heaven, one hope. There's just one faith, one so great salvation, the Father's way to get to heaven. It's Jesus, through God the Son, Jesus. He is the way, the only way. God wants none to perish. He loves the world so that whosoever can accept or reject, being eternally his own. There's just one hope, there's just one faith, just one baptism. One Lord, one way to get to heaven, one hope. There's just one faith, one so great salvation, the Father's way to get to heaven, one hope. There's just one faith, just one baptism, one Lord, one way to get to heaven. Christ, he's the only hope, the only way to heaven.
Well, regardless of what the indicators say, you always have hope because God wants you to have hope. Here's what Romans chapter 15, verse 13 has to say to you. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy, and joy is the happiness of God. And all peace, which is prosperity, and including the fact that God has nothing against you, by means of believing in Christ, so that you will abound in hope, by means of the enabling power of God the Holy Spirit. I hope that you have hope in Him. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us and keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.